This is the BBC Home Service. We present Viscountess Genevieve Sellers, Dowager Gladys Seacombe, and Lady Minnie Milligan in
The Doon Show!
Has always been famous for her high standard of education, and every effort is being made to maintain this standard. As the Minister of Education remarked only the other day,
"Yup, I'm all for that learning stuff. A, B, L, Q, Z, 2 and 1. Oh, yeah."
To prove this, the goons open to you the gates of England's oldest school, Rotting Dean.
Yes, Rotting Dean. This ancient school was built in the 16th century by its founder, the Dean of Merdle, whose body lies buried in the grounds. Hence the name Rotting Dean.
In the classrooms, the old oaken desks have carved on them names of pupils who have long since become famous. Names like
Griffin,
Jack the Ripper,
Geraldo.
Dr. Arnold Fringe, the brave headmaster who lost his life in the school fire. Heroically, he dashed through the flames into his study, picked up the phone, and was last heard saying,
"Hello, hello, credential? I want to take out a fire insurance. That's from yesterday."
The school has ideal accommodation for its boarders. 100 luxurious bedrooms, one boy per bedroom.
The other 500 sleep on the floor.
In the great yard, there are the school stables.
Another 700 keep down there.
Sleeping in the stables has, of course, fostered a love of riding, as the headmaster of riding will testify.
Aye, I will, that. Every morning, 230 lads get astride their saddles and gallop over the downs. It's an amazing sight.
Amazing? Why?
We haven't got any horses.
Of course, all is not play. Let us take a look at the arithmetic class where Mr. Seacombe is teaching.
Now, James, let's see what you've got. 2, 7, 3, 8, 9. Mm-hmm. And you, Westing, let's see. 10, 7, 3, 2, 4. Hmm. Well, I've got 3 queens, jack 10, so you've both had it.
In a modern school like Rotting Dean, the use of the cane as punishment has, of course, been done away with. Oh, yes, yes. The pupil is simply made to put on the dunce's cap, stand with his back to the wall, and
take aim! Fire! Oh!
The school has a magnificent carpenter shop where the woodwork classes are held.
Now, lads, the next thing is to place the 2 pieces of wood in a vise. Now, you there, what is the best type of vise?
Women.
No, no, the best type of carpenter's vise.
Carpenter's women.
Good lad.
Thank you.
The school is equipped with a very fine gymnasium, and many of the boys are keen gymnasts. You can see them any day, swinging on the trapezes high up near the ceiling. This is not as dangerous as it sounds, for should a boy fall, he lands on the safety net, which is carefully laid out on the concrete floor.
Rotting Dean is co-educational, and as in any other mixed school, little boy and girl romances tend to spring up. Always, however, under the benevolent eye of the headmaster.
Now, Smith, how old are you, lad?
12, sir.
Well, I've heard about your little romance. In this case, I can't really say that I approve, lad.
Oh, but, sir, all the other boys go out with members of the opposite sex, sir.
Yes, yes, but not with my wife!
The school is a fine tradition for sport, and the pupils are almost fanatically persistent in their pursuit of it.
No, you mustn't.
Oh, go on, be a sport.
No.
times of danger, the masters of Rotting Dean were the first to don uniforms. And in moments of great danger, faced by overwhelming odds, would heroically cry the old school motto.
We surrender, don't you? We surrender!
Introducing Max Gildrae. Ladies and gentlemen, as you stand before your bathroom mirror in the morning, brushing those pearly white teeth, do you ever stop to consider where that tasty, hygienic toothpaste comes from?
Do you ever think of the men who are slaving underground in the deep shafts of a toothpaste mine, hacking out the crude toothpaste ore with pick and shovel? You don't?
Then beware. A world shortage is threatened. At this very moment, two expeditions are searching for fresh deposits of toothpaste. The first, under Commander Burke, has gone to investigate a report that a rich load lies beneath the sands of the Sahara.
What's our location on the map?
Just nearing the center of the Sahara Desert.
The middle of the Sahara, eh?
Yes.
You're sure we haven't come too far north?
No, darling.
Right. Well, we'll... we'll make camp here. Tell the porters to clear a place in the snow and build igloos.
Right, darling.
And they better make holes in the ice for fishing.
Yes.
Hush, hush, hush. I've never known it so cold in the Sahara before.
Commander, sir?
Yes, Jules?
I believe you're right, sir. We're not in the Sahara at all. We're on the ice caps near the North Pole.
The North Pole?
Yes.
That means we're 24,000 miles off our course.
Good.
However did that happen?
I think our compass was faulty, sir.
That compass I gave you faulty?
Yes.
I can't understand it. It was a perfectly good Christmas cracker I got it out of.
I know.
And there was a printed guarantee with it.
What?
Look here it is. It says, Q, when is a door not a door? A, when is a jar? A guarantee like that cannot easily be dismissed.
I agree, sir.
And besides, Sir Flatley Borman and Captain Sund both use a compass like this on their polar expeditions.
Oh, really? And what did they have to say about them?
We don't know. They never came back. But, sir, this is absolutely terrible. Look, the ice is melting. We shall be marooned. How are we going to get back to England, right? What is that?
It's a ship, sir.
Look!
A ship crowded with people.
All right. Ahoy there! Who are you?
The Willy Free Fatty. Who are you?
An expedition. We were heading for the Sahara Desert.
Oh, you bought a box of them Christmas crackers too, did you?
Yes. But can you take us back to England?
Got any tickets?
No. Where can we get them?
For the fellow on Willy Free. Oh, for Charlie.
Right. I won't be a moment. Hold my coat, will you, Tools?
Right.
Thank you. And my collar and tie.
There you are, sir.
Right.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you. One, two, three.
Three years later.
I'm telling her, if he ain't back in the next 10 minutes, I'm not waiting no longer. Martin will be stone cold.
Yes, but look. Wait. Look. Here he comes now, swimming hey. Strongly.
Give me a hand out, will you? Thank you, Jules.
All right, sir. Did you get the tickets off Charlie?
No.
Why not, sir?
He was at lunch.
Cursed.
Never mind. On board, everybody. Full steam ahead.
Meanwhile, the other expedition, a rather more efficient group, which is searching for the load of toothpaste believed to be in the Arctic regions, has already covered nearly 1,000 miles of their journey to the North Pole.
Doc?
Mary?
So that's what's happened.
Here we are, Mr. Barton.
Right behind you, Mr. Barton.
Good. Keep moving. Sure, I've never known it so hot at the North Pole before.
Blast these mosquitoes.
A tent and a furniture. All these burning sands.
And these ape forms.
And the camels.
And those pyramids.
And the river they told us is cool and oil.
And that huge sphinx carved from stone.
And that monument to Cleopatra.
And them men digging for Tutankhamun's tomb.
Yes. I wonder where we are.
Yes, I wonder.
They are in Egypt. They are in Egypt.
You know, Mr. Barton, I don't think we're anywhere near the North Pole.
What? Are you mad, man? Pass me that compass, Jock.
I can't find it, sir.
Oh, well, never mind. Get another one.
Thanks. Louis, you hold the other end and pull.
Right.
Yep. Ah. So, let's see. Mr. Barton.
Yes?
The phone's ringing.
Well?
Well, we haven't got the phone.
In that case, don't answer it. It's probably a trick.
I think I'd better, sir. Hello?
April Fool!
April Fool! Great jumping Jehoshaphat. You see, it was a trick.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, it's December, you idiot.
Tell me you're gone, Mr. Barton. There's no sense standing here and dying of starvation and thirst.
You're quite right. Come on, lad. Oh, we're lost.
Just
lost.
Oh,
lost under the burning sand in the middle of the desert with no sign of human life for over a thousand... Doc, answer the door, will you? If it's the milkman, tell him we'll pay him next week.
Very well, Mr. Barton.
What?
It's a fierce looking native tribesman.
What? Quick, hand me my violin.
Here you are, sir.
Now my bow.
Right.
My arrows.
Right.
Now, you native devil, hands up.
Oh, I come in peace, sir. You white men lost in desert here?
Well, what of it?
My master, the great Rags Tarichez, he sent me here to guide you safely back to your own country.
That's very decent of him. Anything we can do in return for this great Raj Kariche?
Yes, white man. You can join me in singing the praises of my master.
Right.
Ready? One, two. I've been and gone to Raj Kariche.
I've been and gone to Raj Kariche.
And there the matter rests at present. Both the expeditions returned safely, but they failed to find any fresh loads of toothpaste.
Indeed, the world shortage of toothpaste grows more acute every hour. Already, even in the BBC, people's teeth are becoming weak and unstable, and they are likely to drop out at any moment of the day.
Then now I have pleasure. The men are doing. Do you? Ray Harrington and his quartet?
This week marks the close of the annual Canadian moose hunting season. From New Brunswick to Alaska, hunters gather for the sport of moose calling. Among those who have hit the trail this year is that eminent sportsman, Mr. Henry Crum. On entering the hunting area, his first visit was to the local equipment store.
Ah, morning, stranger. Sam Sickles, the name. What can I do for you?
I want them. Get them.
Sorry, you ain't got none of them left.
No. I'm going moose hunting and I want to buy a gun.
Yeah, try this one. Made in England.
In England? Haven't you anything less expensive?
Less expensive? Sure. How about a packet of cigarettes? 30 cents.
Silly man. You can't kill a moose with cigarettes.
Well, this brand you can. Anyway... What do you want to go hunting moose for?
Because I want a pair of antlers for a hat stand, that's why.
If that's all you want, that Indian over there will sell you a pair.
Oh, yes, I think I know his tribe. I say, my dear man, are you a Blackfoot Indian?
Are you kidding? If white man want antlers, I got them. $10 a pair.
$5.
Ten.
Five.
Ten.
Five.
Ten.
Five.
Do me a favor.
Hey.
What?
Okay, that's enough. I got all the equipment you need, Mr. Crum. But you want someone to help you carry it.
Yes, well, don't worry. I left my friend Eccles outside. He was taking the car to the garage to have the brakes mended. He should be back any moment. Oh, listen.
The garage was closed. Oh.
Never mind. Never mind, Echo. Are you ready for the moose hunt?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready, ready.
Good, good.
Bang! 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 Down goes the moose. Bang! Bang! There goes another one. Take aim. Oh, fire! Bang! 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 Down they go. Oh, having a good time. Bang! 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 Click, 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 click. Ooh.
What's that?
No bullet.
Oh. Okay, I'll sell you some. $20.
Oh, but I was only pretending to shoot, you know.
Okay, I'll sell you some pretending bullets. Here you are. That'll be $20.
Okay, here's 50 pretending dollars. $20 real change.
You want real change? Why?
I'll stop pretending.
Come. Let's start getting our hunting kit together.
Oh, yes, now, and I see. First, you need snowshoes. $30 a pair.
Isn't that expensive?
No, very cheap.
What are you whispering for?
I don't want the other customers to hear me overcharging you.
Oh. Hey, what's this thing?
Oh, you'll need one of them.
Yeah?
That's a moose horn. It attracts any moose in the area. When you blow it, the moose answers back. Huh? I'll blow it and show you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, what a very clever moose answering the phone.
He's cleverer than you think.
Why?
He reversed the charges.
Never heard of a moose doing a reverse charge. What did he do? Take his antlers off and put them on the other end? Very nasty, my dear sir.
For $10, he can have antlers both ends.
$5.
Ten.
Five.
Ten.
Five.
Ten.
$5.
$10.
I said $5.
Hey, come on. Let's load the car up and get away from Ellison. I'll come with you.
Yes, darling.
Fully equipped at last and with new brakes, the intrepid party set off in the heavily laden car. Echo at the wheel.
Oh, I've had enough for driving this car. My arms are aching.
But you've driven a car before.
Yeah, but not from the back seat.
Well, never mind. We'll soon be there.
Hey, mighty pretty country around here. Pretty houses as well.
Oh, yes. Look at that one ahead, Eccles. Isn't that a nice house from the outside?
Yeah. Oh. And the inside.
Did you see that fellow in the bath reaching for a towel?
Yes. Would you mind turning back so I can get it?
Oh. Especially sorry, sir. Echo, stop the car.
Okay, but hold tight. Hey, those are strong brakes, ain't they? Let's get in again.
No need to get in again, partner. The car's broke down. You better proceed on foot.
Yes, but what about all this heavy baggage?
Oh, we'll have to carry that and all. Right, now, everybody pick up something. Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Hey, Cron.
What?
You ain't carrying nothing.
Well, I'm so old, you know.
Oh, never mind about that. Get this on your head.
Yeah.
Now. You got it?
Yes. Oh, yes, sir. I've got it. Oh, dear.
Steady now. Okay?
Yes, yes. Dear, dear, I never knew a car could be so heavy.
Will it help if I get out?
No, you'd better stay up there, Echo. Somebody's got to steer you.
Well, ain't much further now. Okay, forward! Halt! Okay, we're here. Cody wasn't fur. Okay, now, this is moose territory.
Ooh.
Oh, you gotta be quiet.
You mean they don't like...
You frighten them away.
Oh.
They don't like noises.
Don't they? What kind of noises?
Noises like... Hello there! Yahoo! Bang! Noises like that they don't like.
But you just made a...
What? You frighten them away.
Oh.
Moose can hear a pin drop.
Yes, I know, but you just shouted very loud and...
Oh, they can't hear that. They can only hear pins dropping.
Oh, most confusing, most confusing. Wait. Oh, look. There's someone behind that bush. Hand me my gun, Horncoat.
Steady now. Oh, hey, you behind that bush. Come out. Thought so, it's a man. What are you doing behind that bush?
I was looking for a towel.
Oh, we thought you were a bear.
In a sense, I am.
Yes, well, let's get on with the moose hunt. The moose hunt, I mean. I must get a pair of antlers for a hat stand. I must get them. Hand me that moose call horn.
Here you are.
Thank you. Now I shall blow it and try and attract the moose. There! It came from behind that tree. I'm going to have a shot at it. Right now! Got him! I got one!
You got a moose?
No, I got one of the hunters blowing one of the moose horns.
Hey, can I get out of the car now?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, now you're down here, Eccles. Help me get this car off my head. I forgot all about it.
Hey, look, there's a moose over there. Give me the gun.
Shoot, Seacom, shoot!
Okay, I shot Seacom. What now?
You stupid horn toad. I missed the moose. Give me the gun. There it is, behind the bush.
Oh, yeah. Look at them big antlers. Make a good hat stand.
Yes. Quick now. Fire! Got him! He's down.
Hey, that's funny. Don't look like a moose now. Looks more like a man carrying antlers.
Nonsense. It's moving. Finish it off. I want those antlers. I must have those antlers.
Okay, you